Time to turn our attentions to cycling. Noel Sens from Sens Jewellers Hargraves Mall in Bendigo joins us in studio. Noel, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo. Good morning, Steve. I'm actually privileged to be here with you today. What
yes.
an honour.
It's a privilege for us too. Don't you worry about that.
Indeed.
Thanks, guys. You've made me very welcome.
Now, let's get straight into what's happening in Spain, the Vuelta, the Tour of Spain. Jack Haig sort of was the team leader, as it were, but he had a crash too with big smash up there with a whole heap of other bikes, lost a bit of time. What's the latest there?
Yeah, well, he lost a bit over 2 minutes. It's only stage three of the Tour of Spain. That's crazy. They put a huge stage in there, like 200 and something kilometres with Category 1 climbs and above Category 1. Yeah, so he had a crash and lost 2.5 minutes. And Mikel Landa, that's his teammate, he's the team leader now. A lot of these big teams have two or three team leaders. They have three spearheads. And whoever's going well becomes the designated team leader. But no, Jack's got a long way to go, hasn't he? And he'd be right. He does a pretty good time trial and climbs well. So we'll keep an eye on how he's going.
Yeah, indeed.
Early days.
Well, how's Chris Hamilton going?
He lost a little bit of time, but as I said, it's only stage three. He lost 6.5 minutes, which is a fair whack because Chris is actually a very handy climber. So Chris has got a long time to get a bit of that time back, but evidently he's working as a team worker in his team. So somebody's put him, you know, in a hard predicament and said, look, lose a bit of time today. We need you for tomorrow or something like that. So it's a fair bit to lose on day three. So we'll keep an eye on the progress from the boy from Kennington, Chris Hamilton.
How is there a lot of steep climbs in the Tour?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a massive Tour. More climbs than the Tour de France and probably it's about the same as the Giro. But it's very hot. It's hot over there. Like it's 40 degrees over there at the moment, our temperature.
Yeah. Wow.
And, yeah, so I think last year, one of the big climbs they went up, it was 45, 46 degrees. Jeez. And, it's damned hot in Spain.
Really
dry sort of heat too, like we have here.
Yeah.
So that would knock them around. I know it's getting cooler in the mountains, but they've got to get to the mountains. And a lot of the stages are 200 Ks.
Tough race, that's for sure. Hey, this weekend, coming up a first for Central Victoria.
It is, yeah. Like, a lot of people would never have seen this coming, but in Australian cycling now, we have one licence component. Like we've talked about it before, the old cycling licence, which has enabled veterans to ride with previous open clubs and mountain bikes and everybody all riding together. And this weekend, there's a combine between the Central Victorian Veteran Cycling Club and Castlemaine Cycling Club out at Harcourt, which will draw a wide range of riders. Like the veterans are 30 years of old plus, and Castlemaine Club is anybody like 16 plus. It's for the seniors only, no juniors, so 16 to whatever. So it'll be a testing circuit around Harcourt, but it's good to see that clubs can amalgamate now. You don't have to have separation anymore. So it's a good thing, I reckon, for cycling.
Yeah, it is indeed. And what sort of numbers would you get to an event like this? Any idea?
Oh, I reckon they might get like 30.
Yeah.
It's not a big, like we're still in Central Victoria.
Yeah, but it's still, that's a good size field.
Well, pre-COVID, you were getting like 70 and that, but it's knocked things around a little bit.
Wow.
Yes, it's all over the place.
Yeah.
So juniors on the weekend, Noel?
Yes, out at the Huntley Livestock Exchange. The juniors, they want to race no matter what's going on.
They've been held up a bit.
Yeah, and they'll have categories out there for the under-11s, 13s, 15s and 17s. And some of them under-11s are only 7 years old, Steve. So they'd be whizzing around that Huntley Livestock Exchange, going like cut cats. They love it, the kids.
Yeah.
So they've
got
a fair bit on.
Yeah. And, of course, Sunday, it's the Rob Vernon Memorial.
It is. That's Bendigo's biggest road race, and it was going to be an open, and it's run in a handicap format, like Robbo and me would ride off the front off limit, and we'd be chased by, you know, the Olympic road team off scratch, whatever.
Mate, I'd be a kilometre up the road before I start.
Yeah, well, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. We haven't ridden together, Robbo. We have to sort that out.
Yeah.
You got the aerodynamic hairdo. Anyway, so it was going to be an open event with possibly 150 riders in it, but it's been downgraded because of COVID back to a club race. But it's a damn long way. It's 97 point something kilometres going out through Sutton Grange around Elphingstone. It's a big course, very hilly course. But good for Bendigo Cycling Club still putting it on. And the Vernon family, a famous cycling family in Bendigo, there was a gentleman years ago called Caps Vernon, who was the paternal grandfather of the Vernon family. And he single-handedly built our club rooms up at the Tom Flood Sports Centre with Normie Rosewell. Just two guys got in there and built that club rooms years ago voluntarily, you know. Yeah. So Caps Vernon's a bit of a cycling legend in town. And his son, Rob Vernon, he passed away at a very young age as a young cycling champion. And so the race has been going in honour of Rob Vernon for, I don't know, 40 years or so.
Right.
I've been in that one many times, Robbo.
Yeah, fantastic. You ever won it?
No, I got in the top 10.
Yeah? Well, that's good.
Yeah,
that's
no, I was good. Particularly
big,
happy with
big
that.
Race. And talking to Tom Flood, anything happening up there, or is the sort of the track season?
It's coming. Yeah, mid-October we're going to start training. All the novices up there again, all the junior track training will start. So normally every Sunday morning we're up there from 8 o'clock till 10 with an advanced group. We sit behind motorbike, pacing us around and that sort of stuff. And then we have the novice groups on after that, so that'll start mid-October. It's coming very quickly.
And you're sort of starting to gargle the honey and stuff now, mate, getting the vocal cords ready for the commentary again this year?
Yep.
Fantastic.
Yeah, well, I had a commentary the other week at a cyclocross, and the Tour of Bride will be on in the next month or so, if that's able to be held. You don't know what's on, really, do you? So,
well, it's hard to tell, isn't it?
So I just practice at home, commentating my kitchen by myself, just to get ready for it. We don't need honey. So there's a bit going on. Connor's been racing. Connor Sens. He's got a lot of races. He's still over in Italy. They're not locked down over there, and he's got a lot coming up.
Fantastic.
He'll be home in probably 4 to 5 weeks. We might catch up with him.
I was going to say, we'll get him in when he's home.
He's coming back, and hopefully he can get out of the country again next year. I don't know. Hopefully he will. And he's going to go right over there in the continental level of cycling, which is the third league, this World Tour, Pro Continental and Continental. He's in the third division next year.
Fantastic.
Stepping up into the senior ranks. A bit coming up.
Absolutely. Mate, really appreciate you coming in this morning. And thank you very much for that. And we'll talk again next week. And, of course, if you need any jewellery needs, get down to Sens Jewellers, Hargraves Mall in Bendigo. See yourself or Paul or Judy as well, you know, the real boss, Judy. And you two blokes do your bits and bobs, you know.
So. No, you'd be very welcome.